It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have a couple of folks from Helper Middle School. They are our school district update this week. I have got Principal Robert Bradley and incoming principal, Nikki Vasquez. We're going to talk to both of them. We're going to talk with Mr. Bradley about some of the successes and maybe like just a year in review of how things went up at Helper Middle. And then we'll turn the time over to Nikki Vasquez and talk about what people can look forward to next year. Because as I just told them, you know, school is just 3 months away from starting. So we'll have to figure that out relatively quickly. Mr. Bradley and Mrs. Vasquez, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us.
Hey, we're so glad to be here, and thanks for the reminder about the 3 months.
Hey, anytime. That's what I'm here for. I'm informative. That's how it rolls. All right, so let's, Mr. Bradley, start with you, and let's talk about how the year went at Helper Middle.
You know, I cannot believe how exciting this year was to especially be in our new building. Just the overall feel from the students and the staff to have brand new classrooms, furniture, hallways, an incredible lunchroom. Especially after 2 years of construction, it has been just a big sigh of relief to be able to be here and conduct school without the distractions. At this time next year, we were tearing down the old building right in the middle of our testing, and it had an impact on just what students were seeing, how they were feeling, the staff and how they were feeling, the distractions that were all around. And to be able to actually have a normal year, really, from the last 5 years, I will honestly say, when you start including COVID and masks, this has been just a breath of fresh air. It really has. And so we've been really grateful for that. As we start to tie up the year and what's happening, we've got, you know, the standard stuff. We've got our end-of-year testing that's going on currently. We have field trips that are planned for all of the students, in addition to coming up with the awards that are going to be presented to students for just their high achieving or achievements throughout the year. And I want to really celebrate our reading group. That's our language arts teachers and really the rest of the staff that has had an impact in this for all the work they have done to improve our reading scores throughout the school year. Our staff uses a reading inventory where students take comprehension assessment on some passages that they read to kind of get what their reading level is in terms of what that grade level looks like and really set some goals to try and improve that. And we have seen some numbers that are fantastic this year as kids are doing that. We're in the 60s to high 70s, depending on the grade level. And any kids that have actually achieved that grade level, we're really celebrating those numbers. So we set that as a good goal. We've been doing that for the last few years and trying to improve on that. And this year, our kids really hit some marks that we're really proud of.
Well, and you know what? Reading is always, it doesn't matter what school, where you go in our district, reading is always, it seems like, top of mind. It's always the number one thing. And to continually see that improvement year after year after year, it's got to mean to you guys, one, well, it's got to be a really big sense of accomplishment. And two, is it kind of, you know what, a nice pat on the back and saying, you know what, we knew we could do this and it's great to have these kids doing this. And really, it's also mostly let's take time out and let's say how great these kids are.
You know, I really want to, as we look at the numbers, there's certainly always a lot of factors that we cannot influence, but the things that we can do, we work on. And every single year, our eighth graders are topping the numbers that they have when they came in as sixth graders. So from the beginning of the year to sixth grade to the end of the year in seventh grade, we are seeing some amazing growth over 3 years, and we know that the work that we're putting in is having an impact.
And once again, like I said, that's the important thing. We're sending them off, and they've had great impacts over their time there at Helper Middle. You talked about you've got testing coming up, those kinds of things, but to kind of incentivize kids to, you know what, pay attention during tests and stuff, you've always got fun stuff planned at the end of the year. What are some of the things you got going on here for the end of the year at Helper Middle School?
Well, we're taking really the whole school, and those that qualify, we're taking them off to Boondocks or to Classic Fun Center or to a Coin Crazy Arcade is just a fun celebration at the end of the year. We've got field days planned. We've got a talent show. We've got just a variety of things that as we wind up the year, we really want to celebrate the awesome things that our kids have done. Because once they get here to this school, they are our kids. We treat them like our kids. And you know what? Honestly, it's one of the best times that any kid that leaves here really looks back and says this is one of their best school opportunities.
And the other part of it is, even though they're moving on to the high school, they're still your kids, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to graduation and see these kids that we have spent 3 years with and what the next 4 years at the high school look like and how successful they've been, and to see them wear that cap and gown and know that we had a small part in that.
Yeah, they never stop being your kids, and that's one thing I love. And it's possible that it's that way across the board at schools, but especially in the school district here in Carbon District, it's, you know what, they're always your kids, and that's amazing to me, and I love how teachers follow their students all the way through to graduation. This is going to be your last year at the helm there of Helper Middle. You've got somebody there that's going to take over for you. I'm going to give you the time and let you introduce the new principal at Helper Middle School.
You know, I've been the principal for 5 years here, and I'm excited to be able to turn the reins over to Mrs. Vasquez, who has been the counselor here at this school for, 8 years.
2014.
Yeah, about 8 years, and she has really put a whole lot of time and effort and has been my right hand the entire time I've been here, and I'm excited to really see what she can do going forward.
All right, so I'm gonna take over some time now with Mrs. Vasquez. Mrs. Vasquez, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So as he said, you were the counselor there. You've been there for about 8 years, and now you're ready to take over. And how does that feel? I mean, are you one of these, are you a homegrowner? Are you from Helper, went to Sally Morrow, went to Helper Middle, or how did that work for you?
Well, I'm going to expose myself. Unfortunately, I am not. I actually grew up in Price, and my mom insisted that I attend Notre Dame. So I was the only ninth grade female student. There was five of us that graduated. I went from preschool all the way through, and I begged and begged and begged and begged for her to let me go somewhere else, and she wouldn't. So that was not by my choice.
That's all right. At the end of the day, you were a dino anyway, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day.
So let's talk about what you're looking forward to most next year, being taking over the helm there at Helper Middle.
Oh, there's so many things. One of the things is we will continue with the reading goal. We want to, it's just so important. We're actually changing lives by changing this reading level. We watched a video the other day, and the study was coming out that because of COVID and because of the online learning and the lack of students being in the classroom, that reading levels are actually the lowest in 30 years. And we can see some impacts of that, and I'm not going to stop doing the good things that we're doing because it does change lives. We have some students that have grown 300 points since the time that they've been here, and so I feel like we're sending them off to high school much better prepared than what we would have done if we would have just been doing the same old thing. And so that is just too good to stop, and we're going to continue working on that. And then our second big area of focus is going to be our culture. So we, six of us went to a culture conference in the spring, and we've brought back some energy, and we're doing a book study right now called Starting a Movement. And it's all about your why and why you do what you do, and we're all getting down into that. And it's a 3 to 5 year process to really shift the culture in your school, but we already have a rock star staff. I'm already in awe of the talent that walks through the doors every day to teach these kids, but there's definitely some pieces that we can improve on. We're always improving. The work never stops. But I want our kids and our community to be able to always be able to come to Helper Middle and just love it. So,
Well, it sounds like it's in really good hands. And once again, as I said at the beginning, you know, school is just 3 months away. So you've got some, you don't have a lot of time to get ready and to get prepared to take it over. But it, like I said, it sounds like it's in pretty good hands and you've got things well under control up there.
Right. And Mr. Bradley has been so awesome because we've known that I was going to take over like in March. And so we've really been working together even more now. And he's showing me things that I need to know and preparing me. So I kind of feel like I have an advantage that most principals don't have. And then obviously being, you know, there isn't a vice principal. So a lot of things come down to he and I working together and collaborating. And so I feel like I've, you know, cheated a little bit in being able to get some of that extra training that I would not have gotten otherwise. So,
very, very good. All right. Once again, Principal Robert Bradley and incoming Principal Nikki Vasquez from Helper Middle School, thank you so much for the time. Mr. Bradley, thank you so much. Whenever we've set up interviews, you've been more than gracious to come on in to get the kids in here. That's what it's all about. And Ms. Vasquez, we'll look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Hey, you as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.